Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Merry Christmas. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. We give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The one in whose birth we celebrate during this season. I praise God for this time of the year when people are kinder and gentler. Amen. And that's people of all races, creeds, and religions. I just give God the glory. Amen. That there is a time on earth when it seems like time stands still and people are kinder. Those days are fewer and fewer, unfortunately, but I praise God for when they do come around. Amen. We know this is not exactly the season that he was born in, but I do praise God that we do have a season that we celebrate that time. Those that know him, amen, those of us that know him as Lord and Savior, we celebrate his birth, death, resurrection, amen, every single day. We give glory and honor to the Lord. He is my hero. Glory to God. I praise him today. Amen. We honor the Lord for everything that he's done. Amen. His glorious birth. Amen. How he came. Amen. In such a lowly estate so that all, amen, would know that they can come to him. If he had come in a high estate and that of a regal, rich estate, many that are poor would feel that they weren't able to reach up to him. But he came in a lowly estate, amen, so that all, amen, are able. And nobody would feel left out. I just praise God for how he orchestrated this entire thing. He knew exactly what we needed, and we needed a Savior. We needed our relationship to be healed, regenerated, restored. We needed to be restored to our intended place, and we were all intended to be in right fellowship with God. Every single human being was always intended to be in relationship with God. And Jesus came, amen, so that we might have that life and life more abundantly. He came, amen, to heal our alienated relationship from the Father. And now he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. I just give glory and honor to the Lord. Today we're reading from Deuteronomy. Amen. As we finish up a year in the Word, welcome, amen, to a year in the Word, amen. Amen. As we finish up a year in the Word, amen, I believe this is our last reading in the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. Some of these days, as we're going to the end of the month, are catch-up days, and some of them will be new scriptures as we're going forward. Amen. This is not a catch-up day. I believe tomorrow is, though. Amen. And we're reading from Deuteronomy chapters 32 through 34. Amen. The Song of Moses is what my Bible says here. Give ear. Oh, let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord. Amen, for the light that is shown down from heaven. We thank you, Lord, for bringing light into the earth, Lord God, that dispels all the darkness that has surrounded us, all this and every myth and every misfortune of man that came forth through death. Lord God, you have again brought life and light into the world, and we praise you, oh God, for that life and for that light that you have brought to us. We give glory to you, Lord, honor and praise, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now in each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered on today. Bless, heal, and deliver them. Lord God, bring usher in light into their lives. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if you're already resting there, Lord, refresh, regenerate, revive this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might give them more, that you might add to each and every one. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we go forth in your word, we're asking, oh God, that you open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Praise God. All right, Deuteronomy chapters 32 through 34 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teachings drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as the raindrop and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves. They are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he may eat the produce of the fields. He made him draw honey from the rock and oil from the flint rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock, with the fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and the goats with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine and the blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations, they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know. To new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and daughters and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall be burned to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will send also against them the teeth of beasts, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. There shall be terror within for the young man and the virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. And I will dash them in pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men. Had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understand this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase a thousand and two put, how one could chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up door for me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrow drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour the flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for all for his land and his people. So Moses came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel and said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law. For it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life. And by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, go up this mountain of Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, across the Jericho. View the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel as a possession, and die on the mountain which you ascend, and be carried and be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel, yet you shall see the land before you, though you shall not go there into the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, and the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints from his right hand. Came a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in his hands. They sit down at his feet. Everyone receives your words. Moses commanded a law for us, a heritage of the congregation of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun. When the leaders of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together, let Reuben live and not die, nor let his people be few. And this he said of Judah, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies. And of Levi he said, let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you tested at Massah, and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar. Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands. Strike the loins of those who rise against him, and of those who hate him, that they rise not again.
O Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun and the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains and the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of a wild ox. Together with them, he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the tens of thousands of Ephraim, and they are thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountains, and they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. For they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and the treasures hidden in the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed is he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lion and tears the arm and the crown of his head. He provided the first part of himself because the lawgiver's portion was reserved there. He came with the heads of the peoples. He administered the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, side with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. Then Israel shall dwell safely, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, a shield of your help, the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down your high places. Then Moses went up to the plains of Moab, to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, as far as Dan, all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the West Sea, the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar, to him. This is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows his grave to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. But since then, there was not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all his land. And by all that mighty power and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. I have read, and you have heard from Deuteronomy chapters 32 through 34 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, truth in all of our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you are having a wonderful day with your family and your friends. Amen. And rejoicing in Jesus today, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. And he is worthy of all your praise, all of your accolades, all of your celebration. Amen. Because the birth of Christ ushered in a newness of life for all of us. Amen. It meant that the reign of the devil was about to be over. Amen. Because his birth signaled the end of those things. Amen. And I praise God for that. Because he was born to die. Amen. And to rise again. Amen. So that our relationship with the Father would be once again revived. Glory to God. Because we were always intended to be in relationship with God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Call on Jesus today while you're having your celebrations and you're enjoying your day in the Lord. Call on him today and let him change your life on this same day that we celebrate his birth. Amen. Let a new birth come forth in you today. Glory to God. And this will not only be the day that you celebrate Jesus' birth, but you will also celebrate your new birth in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now that is a celebration, and that's why Jesus came. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me through this journey, a year in the Word. Amen.